Hello.
Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are entirely confidential. To begin, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's and some postgraduate classes.
Thank you very much. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander? This is just for statistical purposes.
But who's sponsoring the questions?
Well, we're not told, so we don't influence your opinions, but we are an independent research company.
Named what?
And that we, it's for research purposes. And the
survey
is about the upcoming.
I'd rather know who's getting my answers. I'd rather know who's getting my answers first.
Well, we are from Opinion Research.
Okay. Opinion Research, that's the name of the company?
Yes. And this survey is about the upcoming November elections in Columbus City.
Okay. Look you up here. Mm-hmm. Okay. And your headquarters is where?
Located in Miami.
No, that's not what it says here.
You can also search us for with Metro Research.
See.
Or North as well. Those are the two companies that we work with.
Okay. Okay, that doesn't say Miami either. And what was the last one?
North, N-O-R-S.
Mm. Oh, okay. Let's see here. Bilingual data collection?
Yes.
Okay, why would there be three different companies?
Well, because we work with different research teams.
Hmm. Okay, and what other questions do you have?
Thank you. And what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle
white.
Eastern? Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people,
yes.
Are you not registered?
Thank you. No, I'm registered.
As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Well, you probably don't.
Yeah, extremely.
The options that we have is almost certain and probably.
Almost certain.
Thank you. And do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person,
no.
Or vote
in person?
On election day?
Yes.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 means that
10.
You are just somewhat. Thank you. And now we'd like you to rate about how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please just let me know. The first
mm-hmm.
one is Adrienne Hood.
I don't know that name.
Farhan Chetty.
I don't know that name.
Louis Gill.
I don't know. Oh, yes, Louis, yes. I know that name. And you said it's Farzan Chetty?
Farhan Chetty, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I didn't understand the pronunciation. Yes, I have heard of him.
And
you're looking for a number?
Yes, from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you feel very cold and unfavorable, it's a 0, and 10, very warm and favorable.
Okay, probably 8.
That is for Farhan?
Yes, and also for Luis.
An 8. What about Nancy Deokauer?
No, don't know that one.
Shannon Harding?
Nope.
Andrew Ginther?
Oh, Andrew Ginther?
Yes.
0.
Nick Bengston?
What was your name again?
Nick Bengston?
4.
Thank you. Emmanuel Remy?
I'm not for sure on that one.
Any number between 0 and 10?
Say 5.
Or then. Have you never? Okay, thank you. Joseph Model?
Don't know the name.
Okay. And the Columbus City Council?
In general?
In general, yes.
2.
Thank you. Now, next, there are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work that they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to City Council so the council can go in a new direction.
I would rather elect new people.
Thank you. And if the November election for Mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for, would you vote for Joseph Motto or Andrew Ginther?
Well, I would have to say Joseph at this point.
Thank you. And if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Deokauer?
Louis Gill.
How certain are you that you will be voting for Louis Gill for Columbus City Council? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain,
very certain.
Or not at all? Thank
very.
You. And if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrienne Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
I can't say on that one.
If you had to choose, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrienne Hood?
I don't know them well enough to
okay.
choose between those two.
That's fine. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Chetty or Nick Bengston?
Farhan. Gabrielle, it's time for your shower.
And how certain are you that you will be voting for Farhan Chetty for Columbus City Council? Are you very certain, somewhat certain?
Yes, very certain.
Not certain. Thank you. Now, this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements at a collective
rate. Well, we don't
rate
live
not
in that. We don't live in the Columbus School District.
Well, right now we just want to get a general opinion of the population. Okay. Yeah. So at a collective,
I would not be overly likely. I used to teach for them many years ago, and I've watched, and I just don't think they're doing a very good job. Granted, I understand that they don't always get the cream of the crop. However, public education in general, I'm not really in favor of anymore.
Okay. So that would be lean no or no reject the measure?
No on the measure, no.
Okay. Thank you. And, well, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent. Gabriel, please get off.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Probably more towards Republican, but it totally depends on who's running.
So how should I record that? Because the options that we have is Democrat, Republican, and neither.
Okay, Republican, I guess, as long as they clean out the rhinos.
Thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced? Thank you. Are you the parent of a guardian or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Probably 100K.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.